A word for you from Hosea chapter 6, verse 3. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord. In another translation, it says, let us press on to know the Lord. It is by pressing on that you discover true knowledge. Now, that's not just theological knowledge. It's not just your knowledge about the Bible and being an expert in the prophecies and knowing deep and profound things. It's not just having all the knowledge that is available, and there is much around. The Bible says that knowledge shall increase. This knowledge is the knowledge of the Lord. It says, let us press on to know the Lord. It is in pressing on that you get to know the Lord. If you do not follow on, going forward all the time, every day, you are, in effect, backsliding. The example used by many preachers, and is so applicable, is that if you are in a river and you're swimming upstream, the moment you stop swimming, you are going downstream. Even if you're not purposefully going downstream, you'll find yourself fast slipping away in the direction from which you came. Are you pressing on? The Bible says that those who persevere to the end shall be saved. You see, it is in persevering every day that you'll find the knowledge of the Lord. He hides his knowledge from those who do not press on. And you'll find that the Bible becomes a blank book to you. Somehow, the Lord is no longer speaking to you, and the things of God become strangely dim to you. Instead of the world becoming strangely dim in the light of God's glory and grace, His glory and grace become strangely dim, because the things of the world will creep in if you are not pressing on. Are you the persevering Christian? You see, it is the persevering Christian that is the one who proves by his perseverance his election. He's making his election sure. He is proving to himself and to all those around him that he is truly one with the Lord. Charles Spurgeon, when he writes about this verse, he says to himself, my soul, keep thou close to Jesus. Follow on to know God in Jesus. And so shalt thou come to the knowledge of Christ, which is the most excellent of all the sciences. Let that be our prayer for today.